الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما عمل آدمي من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah Rabbul Izzah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us and has spared us to be present for yet another Mubarak and joyous occasion, that is this day of Eid. This is an extremely Mubarak day and very, very loved and beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with this, coupled with this, from the ahadith we understand that there is a day that is greater than the day of Eid. And that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. That the best day, which even supersedes the day of Eid, is the day of Jumu'ah. And Allah has been so kind that Allah has given us the day of Eid on the day of Jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah, this is nurun ala nur, and it is upon us to maximize and to take benefit from this day and show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our desire, that how we desire from the barakat of this day and the nur of this day, that how Ibrahim alayhi salam had passed all the tests and had gained that proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that on this day I will try my utmost best and I will try my level best to stay away from everything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may grant me in my heart that nur and that closeness which He grants to His close ones. Respected elders and friends, each and every one of us understands and we know that this day of Eid, the highlight of this day is the slaughtering of animals and making qurbani. And we are well aware that this was the ultimate sacrifice that Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salam had given when he was told to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salam. However, respected elders and friends, when these days of Hajj come and when the day of Eid approaches, then we find that in the actions of Hajj and on the day of Eid itself, these days are full of actions and acts which were carried out by Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings this day year in, year out. In fact, the word and the name Eid, according to many muhaddithin, comes from the verb aada, which means to return repeatedly. So Allah brings this every year, not so that a person may just regard it as some kind of a ritual or custom, just to slaughter some animal and that is it. Rather, there are lessons to be taken from the life of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this, so much so, when Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ma hadhihi al-adahi, that O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this? This qurbani of ours that we practice, what exactly is it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. That this is the sunnat of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam, referring to the incident of where he had to slaughter Ismail alayhi salam. We all know that according to our aqidah, and no person can be a believer, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there can be no Nabi that is equal in his status. He is Imamul Anbiya and he is the greatest of all the Anbiya. But after Nabi alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. That after Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the different anbiya were given different status and different levels. We find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was taken for mi'raj, On the different skies, on the first sky he had met Adam alayhi salam. On the different skies he met Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, Hazrat Idris alayhi salam. But we find that on the highest sky, on the seventh sky, right by Baytul Ma'mur, was Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam enjoyed a very, very close proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all know as Khalilullah. But where did this title come from? It is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran Sharif. It is mentioned approximately 35 times the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam is taken in the Quran Majeed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every test of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had passed that test with excellence, he had passed it by excellence. And how was this? And what was the reason for this? For he understood that one is mancha zindagi, that one is that life that I lead according to my desire, according to my whims and fancies. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ. That sometimes a person, he may proclaim and he may claim that Allah is my Rabb. But what he follows and what he obeys is his desires and his nafs. So in reality he has made his ilah, he has made his ma'bud, his nafs and his carnal desires. But Ibrahim alayhi salam at every juncture, we find that even as a young boy, being in that age where the understanding also has not, of a normal child, would not be of that level. But being a Nabi, we find that when his people indulge in certain acts that were displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. That I am free and I indemnify and I disassociate myself from that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find if people go out for some gathering, for some fair or some carnival, and it was the trend of the people to attend this function. But he understood that the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were being broken. Again there he says, إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. I do not come, I do not attend, and I disassociate myself from this. Being isolated in that community, so to say, he did not go with the flow. As you say, a person is going against the grain. So this lesson is for us to take. That sometimes a person in his family life, he may be the only person in the family who wants to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely. And either it is the husband that is an impediment to the wife, or vice versa. At that stage we should see, obviously with a lot of hikmat and wisdom, without having the holier than thou attitude, at that stage we should see that am I the slave of my husband or am I the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I the slave of my wife or am I the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If either of the spouse makes a demand that they require something in the home which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they require to dress in a certain fashion, a person should with hikmat and wisdom put his foot down and say that this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is commanded that in that barren land, he is commanded to leave his wife and son, Hazrat Hajra and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, in that barren land where there is no apparent signs of survival of any kind of vegetation, where they can live off the land, etc. But we find that it is command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he leaves. As he begins walking, we know that his wife asks him that, why are you leaving us here? And then we find, upon him not answering, she says, Allahu amaraka bihada. Has Allah commanded you to do this? And then he indicates in the affirmative. Then she says, idhan lay yudayyi'ana Allah. Being the wife of a Nabi, she understood that if Allah has commanded you to do this, Allah will never desert us. This is where we find that the complimenting one another in the family for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in. That the same point, that where a person in the family wants to bring the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his life, if a person himself is not practicing, then let us not be an impediment and an obstacle for somebody else who wants to. Do not ridicule this person. In fact, encourage him and say that Alhamdulillah, make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me also the tawfiq, and make sure that you do not turn away from this path now and continue and progress. We all understand and we know the title Khalilullah, another quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and it was on this occasion that he was conferred the title. It is mentioned that once Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went out and he had gone to look for some person who could come and partake of his meals. He had meals and he was alone. He went out to look for somebody who could share his meal with him, not wanting to eat himself. And he does not find anybody and he comes back home. When he comes home, he finds somebody inside his house. And he says to this person that, "Who are you and how have you entered my home without permission?" That person replies, "Ana malakul maut." That I am malakul maut and I have entered with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أرسلني ربي إلى عبد من عباده أبشره بأن الله قد اتخذه خليلا. He says, Malakul Maut says that I have come to a very special servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have come to confer upon him the title and give him the glad tidings that Allah has chosen him as his friend. Respected elders and friends, look at the tawadu and the humility of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Despite all his achievements, even building the Kaaba Sharif, despite getting that glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has passed all those tests, he does not even for a moment think that that servant is meant him and he does not think that the angel is referring to him. He still asks that man huwa, that who is this person? فَوَاللَّهِ إِنْ أَخْبَرْتَنِي بِهِ, that wallahi if you have to tell me who this person is. ثُمَّ كَانَ بِأَقْصَى الْبِلَادِ, and then I have to travel the distance of this entire earth to be with this person. لَآتِيَنَّهُ زَرُورْ مِنْكَ پَاسْ پُنْجَوْا, I will definitely go to him. ثُمَّ لَا أَبْرَحُ لَهُ جَارَ, thereafter I will continue to spend the rest of my life with him. حَتَّى يُفَرِّقَ بَيْنَنَا الْمَوْتِ, until death will make it such that I depart from this person. Being the Nabi of Allah, having that close contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also understood that when a person is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there can be nothing more valuable, there can be nothing more precious than being in the company of the friend of Allah. But thereafter, Malakul Maut explains to him that ذَلِكَ الْعَبْدُ أَنْتَ, a dead servant of Ibrahim, it is you. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam says, فَبِمَتَّخَذَنِي رَبِّي خَلِيلًا, that on what basis has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen me and selected me to be his friend? Sometimes a person with many, many achievements and many, many things, qualities behind him, but we find that there is something that is outstanding and something that is really liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the final decision. Malakul Maut says that إِنَّكَ تُعْتِ النَّاسِ وَلَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ, that is this one quality that you have, that you always assist people and you are always doing ihsan and being good to people. And you never ask and you refrain from being one who stretches out his hand and goes and asks from people. This was another quality of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Respected elders and friends, we all understand that on the day of Eid, alhamdulillah, we know that the animals, that there are certain etiquettes to be observed, that where the knife has to be sharpened, but the animal upon approaching it, we should conceal the blade from the animal so as not to cause taklif to the animal. And thereafter we know those other animals that are still going to be slaughtered, the animal that is being slaughtered, it must be concealed from those animals' view so that they do not see what is happening to this fellow animal of it. Respected elders and friends, if these are the etiquettes that Nabi Pak alayhi salam taught us regarding animals, that the slightest taklif and difficulty must not be caused to it, then what can be said of Ashraful Makhluqat, that the best of the paragon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, that is human beings, that those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with this life and this intellect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us that Ar-Rahimun Yarhamumur Rahman, that have the sifat in you where you do good to people and you show rahm and you show kindness to them and abstain from doing any kind of thing that will cause any kind of pain or injury. Yarhamuhumur Rahman. The result of this will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will shower you with his mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.